Our need for approval is so powerful that if it is not there, we become unworthy. We have lost our sense of value and self-worth by giving power to those outside sources of influence. It's time we acknowledge our value and appreciate who we are. After all, we are all we have, and our talent depends on a positive connection to the grounded emotional vocabulary we possess. In this episode of Casting Actors Cast, we will try to find our way out of this common actor trait called undervalued and underappreciated. Stay tuned.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello, how are you? I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast, the podcast for actors from a casting director. That would be me, Jeffrey Dreisbach. I hope you're doing well today. This is kind of an interesting podcast, I think, today, because I'm diving more into the psychology of what it is to be an actor. And perhaps my wish is that you will find this useful, that you might find some common elements about what it is to being an actor, and perhaps you can find some value in some of the solutions that I'm also going to be presenting with you today. So I appreciate you joining us. This is that moment of the podcast where I get to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being here. It's my pleasure to bring you this podcast. I would invite you to go to our website called castingactorscast.com. That's castingactorscast, all one word, .com. And you'll find additional information and past episodes. You'll find classes and workshops that I'm teaching. You'll also find a place called Jeff's Jots, which are show notes for past episodes. So every episode now has a Jeff's Jots. Come on, that's kind of funny, that I put in there for you to kind of read along, to go along with as you listen to the podcast, sort of a cheat sheet. I think it might be helpful for you to retain some of the information I'm providing. Also, this is that moment where I get to tell you that if you fill out that form that says dive into the talent pool, come on, that's funny. Okay, I'm lonely. Anyway, so if you do that, fill out that form. It just asks for your name and your email address. By the way, I don't do anything with that information. I might on occasion send you, I don't know, an article or a blog post or something, but I don't spam you. I promise you that. And that way, if you do fill out that form, you'll get access to a free book that I wrote called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. It's a 100-page downloadable PDF all about doing voice acting. I think you'll find that really helpful. Additionally, there's a free video called Casting Director Secrets, or they don't want you to know. But I will tell you in this 20-minute video, it's a private video for only those folks who sign up. So I encourage you to do that. Also, I'm going to take a quick moment here, and I don't know, it's kind of weird, but I've gotten a lot of support from a lot of organizations that I teach at, and this is my way of thanking them. They also post my podcast link on their websites, so I find it really so nice of them to do that, so the least that I can do is return the favor. This is just a minute or two about those folks that are cross-promoting with this podcast, so stay tuned for that. Actors Connection. Please do yourself a favor and check out Actors Connection. They provide classes, seminars, workshops with working industry professionals to help you advance your acting career. Go to actorsconnection.com/New York for their current calendar of amazing classes, workshops, and events. WeAudition.com. WeAudition.com is the video chat community to audition, self-tape, rehearse, and get expert industry advice. Find a rehearsal or self-tape partner instantly. Earn money for rehearsing with other actors. And as a special incentive to Casting Actors Cast listeners, you will receive 25% off membership using the code CAC25. That's CAC25 for a membership discount. WeAudition.com. Acting and Voice Studios. I am excited to share that Acting and Voice Studios will provide top quality acting training for film and television to actors all around the world. Check out my bi-monthly blog posts on their website while learning more about classes for adults and young people, including voiceover and acting demo production. Go to actingandvoicestudios.com. Now, other places in addition to the ones I've just mentioned that I am teaching at include The Growing Studio and T. Schreiber Studio, so I ask you to go ahead and please visit their websites as well. And check out the schedule at castingactorscast.com/classes/workshops. And I hope that we can work together soon. Thank you. Okay, thank you so much for that. Hope you didn't find that too tedious. I encourage you to please, if you found something useful in the podcast today or in past podcasts, it would be so great if you could leave a like, if you could share it with another actor, somebody who might really be interested in what we are doing here at Casting Actors Cast. But also, it would be great if you could write a review, especially iTunes. You know, the holy grail of getting reviewed in iTunes is right there. And so I would love for you to do that. And I'm thinking about future episodes of, you know, doing a shout out to you. So if you leave me a review on iTunes, I'm going to go ahead in future episodes and give you a shout out of thanks. So that might be kind of fun for you as well. All right, let's dive into the moment at hand and talk a little bit about approval seeking. This is kind of a tough subject because there's a lot of psychology in this, and I don't think this just necessarily applies to actors 100%. I think this applies to all of us who are not even actors, but maybe you have some family members that are finding themselves in this corner that they seem to have painted themselves in. I know certainly in my life as an actor, I certainly did paint myself into these corners of approval seeking. The reasons why we seek approval, I think, is something that we have to have a conversation with first before we can kind of figure out how to work on this, how to work on ourselves so that we do not feel as cornered as we might. And so the reasons that we seek approval, I think number one, we equate approval with success. In other words, we feel validated only when others give us some sort of positive reinforcement. Isn't that true? So here's an example. I don't know about you, but I've had this situation happen to me. I've also been in this situation and with others. And that is, if you've gone to a play and there's somebody in the cast that you know, and let's just say for the sake of discussion that they do a terrible job. Maybe the play isn't very good, or maybe they just missed the mark, so to speak, and you now have to go backstage. And it's so true. The actor's looking at you with these hopeful eyes, like, what did you think? And you know what? You don't want to break their heart. But sometimes, if it's a friend, you've got to be very, very honest. And I've always made it kind of, just a point of discussion to ask others, what do you say when you go backstage in the performance or the show or whatever, it wasn't very good and there's somebody there looking for approval? I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but I know of an agent who would go backstage and say, do this. They would go, you, I saw you. You were up there. Yeah, you were really there. Now, I don't know if that's happened to you, but I have certainly been in productions where people came backstage and you could just tell that they wanted to say something nice, and they just didn't have anything really nice to say. So they had to be true to themselves. Oh my God, it's just such an awful place to be in. But over time, I'm realizing that why is it that we need them to validate us? Why can't we just decide that our work is good enough? Why can't we just decide that we really don't need the approval of others? Well, I guess the argument could be made that, you know, newspapers still go out and write reviews. People in the media, they end up writing movie reviews. And so there is something to be said about the business side of getting good feedbacks. But those remarks after the show just really point to the need for getting some kind of validation from others. So why are we approval seeking? Number two, we're never quite sure how we are being with others. So we always look for these approval signs. Are you that person? I know this is me like 10 times over where I would really want to make sure that that person is engaged. So I tell them a funny joke, or I tell them a story, or I just simply looking for the answer that I want. And so when we are around other people, I found myself just always constantly feeling a little bit needy. I want to feel like I exist. I want to feel like I have value. We're never quite sure how we are being with others, but we look at other people for those approval signals all the time. Do you do that? Number three, I think it's important as we understand what seeking approval is all about is that we've learned at an early age. I mean, since we are born, the difference between approval equaling love versus disapproval equaling unloved, right? So if you do something well, your parent, whoever that might have been, your mother, your father, just maybe somebody who's been raising you, when you tie your shoe, it's, wow, great job. But guess what? If you didn't tie your shoe correctly and you fell, that would be, a moment of disapproval from that person. They would say, why didn't you tie your shoe? I showed you how to tie your shoe. So that disapproval becomes a moment of feeling unloved. Now, listen to me. It's not the parents' fault. All of our parents wanted to raise the children, their children, the best that they could. But they needed to also teach us that if you put your hand on a hot stove, you're going to get burnt. So it was very, very important that we learn some of those lessons. But somewhere along the lines, we just discovered that disapproval was the same thing as being unloved. And I think that is what, here's a good word, propagated this continual quality of needing approval. Here's number four. I think we give more power to our emotions than our intellect. We act emotionally first in a lot of our situations, and our perceptions, I think, are guided by our emotions rather than our intellect. I think there comes a moment in time when our intellect has to be given a little more weight and power and value in the way we perceive things. So how do we rephrase our need for approval? And that, I think that's the tip. I think the tip is we don't just try to change our behavior. I think that's challenging. I think that's not helpful. But if we rephrase our approach to our need for approval, I think we find ourselves in a much more, self-empowered mode, if that makes sense. So here's how to do that. Number one, just making a decision that success doesn't come from other people. It comes from the accomplishments we set for ourselves. So small goals, small attainable goals, when we do something right, when we feel good about the choices that we've made, I think we need to make a moment and acknowledge that moment where we just say, gosh, you know what? That makes sense. Or I did that. That feels right. That feels good. So when we make choices that benefit us, we do not need other people to say, boy, that was a good move on your part. We don't need somebody to tell us that. We know that more instinctually. Which brings us to number two, trusting our instincts more and trust that our experience as a human being on this planet is legitimate. It's valid. You are enough. And number three, it's important to analyze the source of every negative, non-approving moment you find yourself in. Do you know, it's really interesting that people in this industry, they from casting directors to artistic directors, some personality traits in some of those people are very controlling. And they're, how do I say this nicely? Well, I'm not going to say it nicely. Many of them are on an ego power trip. It makes them feel good about having and holding over, you know, their presence and their power is something that they just have nurtured for a long, long time. It's important that when you feel that kind of energy coming at you and it feels negative or there's some sort of non-approving element, especially I have to say this from directors in the process of putting on a performance. Sometimes directors use this sort of negative approach to the work as a way to hopefully get you to do what the director feels is the better choice. Analyzing the source of when you get that kind of negative, non-approving reaction, it seems to me that you can understand a little bit more about yourself, but equally important, you can say to yourself, that's coming from this person who's got their own issues. They've got their own defense mechanisms. They've got their own power trip to deal with. So when you can understand that those kinds of situations are not about you, they're saying something more about the other person in the dynamic of that relationship, you're going to feel much more empowered. And I hope that you would feel much more confident about the choices you've made. Number four, another solution I think is to learn ways to regulate your emotions by simply stepping back and looking at the bigger picture. There's something so valuable about just taking a breath and looking at all of the scenario, of looking at all of the facets, that's the word, of the situation. Because we get ourselves so focused into the minutiae of some of these things. But just by stepping back and looking at the bigger picture and getting a better perspective on what's taking place, that is going to definitely help make a difference with your ability to feel more empowered and less needing approval from others. Well, here's the thing. What we say to ourselves really has a huge influence on how we see the world. Catching yourself when you feel yourself questioning your confidence is something we can teach ourselves. It's a learned thing, and it's not dependent on anyone but yourself. Trusting the value you possess can project a powerful signal that will overcome even the most crucial influence within our sphere. The object of your affection must start with you first, followed by your talent, and then those who support who you truly are. I hope that has been helpful for you. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.